Philippians chapter 4. He exhorts them to perseverance in all good, and acknowledges their charitable contributions to him. Therefore, my dearly beloved brethren and most desired, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beg of Evodia, and I beseech Syntyche, to be of one mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, my sincere companion, help those women who have labored with me in the gospel, with Clement and the rest of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, again I say, rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever modest, whatsoever just, whatsoever holy, whatsoever lovely, whatsoever of good fame, if there be any virtue, if any praise of discipline, think on these things. Footnote. For the rest, brethren, whatsoever things are true, etc. Here the apostle enumerates general precepts of morality which they ought to practice, whatsoever things are true, in words, in promises, in lawful oaths, etc. He commands rectitude of mind and sincerity of heart, whatsoever modest. By these words he prescribes gravity in manners, modesty in dress, and decency in conversation, whatsoever just, that is, in dealing with others, in buying or selling, in trade or business, to be fair and honest. Whatsoever holy, by these words may be understood that those who are in a religious state professed, or in holy orders, should lead a life of sanctity and chastity, according to the vows they make. But these words, being also applied to those in the world, indicate the virtuous life they are bound by the divine commandments to follow. Whatsoever lovely, that is, to practice those good offices in society that procure us the esteem and goodwill of our neighbors. Whatsoever of good fame, that is, that by our conduct and behavior we should edify our neighbors and give them good example by our actions. If there be any virtue, if any praise of discipline, that those in error, by seeing the morality and good discipline of the true religion, may be converted. And finally, the apostle commands not only the Philippians but all Christians to think on these things, that is, to make it their study and concern that the peace of God might be with them. End of footnote. The things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, these do ye, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now I rejoice in the Lord exceedingly, that now at length your thought for me hath flourished again, as you did also think, but you were busied. I speak not as it were for want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, to be content therewith. I know both how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, but to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things in him who strengtheneth me. Nevertheless, you have done well in communicating to my tribulation. And you also know, O Philippians, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For unto Thessalonica also you sent once and again for my use, Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I am filled, having received from Epaphroditus the things you sent, an odor of sweetness, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And may my God supply all your want according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to God and our Father be glory, world without end. Amen. Salute ye every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me salute you. All the saints salute you, especially they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.